Law and order. Concerned about law and order. A GSLP Liberal government will support all our law enforcement agencies to ensure that Gibraltar remains a safe, peaceful place to live in. We repeat our pledge that there will be no return to the fast launch activity. Judicial service. Our view is that the head of the judiciary in Gibraltar should be the Chief Justice, as has always been the case, irrespective of who the post holder may be. In order to ensure that the Judicial Services Commission is independent of the political government, we are prepared to consider reviewing the nominations to it in full consultation with the judiciary and to take up the matter with the United Kingdom if necessary. Private legal work. We believe that the government's legal work should primarily be handled by the counsel employed in Her Majesty's Attorney General's chambers. Here, we will increase the number of senior Crown Counsel. Where the necessary expertise is not available in-house, it should be outsourced. The process of outsourcing legal work must be done fairly and equitably, and legal work must not be given to one or another set of chambers who may be close to one minister or another. We will ensure that all legal services procured from the private sector for government provide value for money, are provided by practitioners with recognised expertise in their field, and are evenly spread throughout the legal community. CCTV. We believe that CCTV can be both an effective deterrent to crime and a useful tool to resolve crimes. We will implement and progress on the installation of CCTV in Main Street, Casemate Square and Market Square, as well as in other places where people have requested their installation. We will subsidise the installation and maintenance of CCTV systems by private residential estates. A Rehabilitation of Offenders Act. We will improve rehabilitation for offenders and training in the prison. We will introduce a Rehabilitation of Offenders Act to help offenders get back to work. We will also assist drug users who wish to undergo drug rehabilitation by introducing an allowance for the period of recognised rehabilitation programmes. East Side Law Enforcement. In consultation with the relevant law enforcement agencies, we will explore the provision of permanent berths on the east side in sheltered water for police and customs vessels to ensure that our maritime laws are enforced on the east side. Legal aid and assistance. We will increase the limits of qualification for legal aid and assistance and explore other mechanisms to ensure citizens have appropriate legal representation when they need it. Although there is a draft bill already, these have not been increased for many years, and a lot of people who should be eligible and need legal aid or assistance are not getting the cover. Any such reform will be effected in consultation with the Bar Council. Reducing serious crime. We will take steps to provide all the necessary backing to the RGP to tackle the increase in serious crime that has occurred in the past 2 years. We want Gibraltar to be safe for all, in particular from violent crime. We will work equally hard on the root causes of crime, including working with people with drug addictions and mental health problems to try to resolve matters which will give rise to violence, instead of just concentrating on punishment. Hate crimes legislation. We will legislate to criminalise all hate crimes specifically. Royal Gibraltar Police. We completely support the Royal Gibraltar Police and will ensure that they are always properly resourced and fully independent. We will work with the Police Association on all the issues they're raising, including issues of erosion of differentials, increasing the rent allowance that has been static for years, and introduction of an on-call allowance, as well as the issue of abatements on salary. As with other areas of the public administration, we will improve dramatically the IT resources available to the Royal Gibraltar Police. We will also work with the Police Association and the senior ranks of the RGP on the establishment of a police federation to replace the association, if they so wish. Limitation Act. We will amend the Limitation Act to allow claims against the government in cases of child abuse whilst under the care of social services and in respect of mesothelioma. It is unconscionable not to do so. Sex Offenders Register. For the protection of children, young and vulnerable people, we will establish a Sex Offenders Register. Constitutional Actions. We will extend the right to challenge legislation on constitutional grounds to recognised NGOs. The Highways. We will introduce the right of citizens, as it is in the United Kingdom, to start legal action against the government if they suffer injury as a result of lack of repair on the highways. The maintenance of law and order and the rule of law is the first duty of a government. Latimer House Guidelines. A GSLP Liberal government will formally adopt the Latimer House Guidelines on judicial independence, which have become recognised the world over as the standard to be met. Drug trafficking. We are totally committed to taking the toughest possible action against drug traffickers. We will commit the necessary resources to enable both more intelligence-led and high-profile policing to deter drug traffickers. Land Titles Act 2011. We understand the concerns of legal practitioners in respect of the Land Titles Act of 2011, which deals with registration of deeds. We will review the operation of this Act and will consider its repeal.